biscuit. And welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha. We're the podcast bringing you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Stake.
My name is FusionX.
And joining us from the Asura server, we have Miroku once again. Say hello, sir.
Hello, hello.
Miroku is sort of a regular here on PFA, and we always
We're missing somebody, what are you doing, guy?
Exactly. Hey, we're missing a host or two. You want to join us? Or actually, wait, before we ask you, we're going to ask somebody else first. And then if they say no,
we did ask somebody else. We're not going to say who. He may show up in the next couple of weeks. But
anyways, it's good to have you on the show again.
Glad to be back.
Chin could not be with us. Obviously, we're recording a day late this week because of Lost.
This is true.
I don't know if it's directly related to the Lost series finale.
It was on.
I didn't want to miss it, so we did.
Yeah, well, nobody blames you, you know?
I know Nero's probably listening right now. He's like, damn straight, Lost comes first.
This isn't the first time that we've recorded a day late. So
a dollar short. We've got a lot of news, though.
Yeah, so Dooley also could not be with us. We'll catch up with those guys.
I don't know.
Next.
No idea where he went.
Well, it's kind of late.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does. He's got to work, you know? Just saying. I'm just saying. We do have a lot of news to discuss, so this week it'll just be us guys.
And Joe.
Guys and Joe.
Incidentally, Fusion, you're fat, but you know, whatever.
Not that big bone.
Anywho, in the news, Vision of Abyssia website is now live.
A whopping 2 screenshots.
Two, count them, 2 screenshots.
You know, there's quite a bit that we can actually pull out of these.
All right, so what are we looking at here?
All right, so first screenshot, we have a couple of, you know, what is it, 3 people fighting a reskinned behemoth. In what looks like it's maybe Rollinberry?
Nope.
No? What is that?
That is that place that's by the thing, south of Sandy and Rondair. That thing that nobody goes to. The Thane Plateau, that's it.
Both of those images are the Thane, then?
I would assume so. You know what? That one sort of looks with the behemoth, it looks like Conchita Highlands. Because there's the giant rocky thingy.
Well, yeah, but I'm seeing like the rose, I don't know. Either way, no matter what area that is, we can see the first thing is that there are recycling areas again.
wait. You're surprised? You're surprised by this?
I am, and I'm not at the same time.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm sure this will be, you know, a big topic of discussion for the next few weeks. We can also see some new weapons. There's a new club on the Taru. Got a new sword. The monk, or maybe Puff, I don't know, has... there's no automaton. Some new hand-to-hand. These are probably the new kind of ultimate weapons from Abyssia. We don't know how they're going to be obtained, if it's going to be, you know, a continuation of Trial of the Magians, or if it's going to be something new with, you know, it's going to cost you over 100 mil in purchases of something.
You know what's kind of sad to me?
That they're reusing old areas?
No, not that they're reusing old areas, but like looking at this first screenshot, I'm looking at this behemoth type thing and thinking, okay, you know, we're looking at this, we're looking at, you know, the job levels increasing, and these poor gods, which we used to revere so much, are just like just these little piddly little mobs now that people, you know, are going to be able to just solo or whatever.
People have been soloing some of the gods for a while.
Yeah, I know someone personally who can solo Gendu. But I'm just saying, like, these mobs are just going to be, like, over the top hard compared to, you know, these mighty gods who, you know, went into slumber, etc., etc.
I wasn't aware that Behemoth was a god.
No, he's not.
He's just a big purple thing with horns that occasionally casts a meteor and owns you in the face.
It gives you haste gear and forms of dust gloves made from hides.
It's true. You take his butt and you turn it into leather and you put it on your hands and you attack faster.
It's true.
That's how it is. I'm not making this up.
You attack faster and you walk slower.
Yeah, I don't know. It's probably because of the stench. I'm just like, oh my god.
Yes.
So another thing we get from the first image... we can see both the white hauberk and the blue baron set. You know, we kind of had a feeling that stuff would be coming after we saw the white hauberk set in the version update notice.
Again, that stuff is meh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really like periwinkle blue.
Yeah, I'm not a fan either.
Not my color.
The pink knot.
The biggest thing, it's not that it's not good designs, like they're decent armor designs. It's the fact that it's recolored and it's, you know, kind of lower level type model. You know, like the original gear for that stuff, it's kind of, you know, back there a bit. And this is for the new level cap. Like
the hauberk set looks fairly decent, but like the blue baron set, come on.
That's like having a bone harness, like a slightly like brighter like blue or something. And it's like, here's your best body piece for like level 99. Enjoy. Like, come on.
Yeah. Although I will say, like, those hand-to-hand weapons look freaking awesome. They're bigger.
Those do look kind of weird, yeah.
No, they're, like, bigger than the Taru. It's, like...
Yeah, they are definitely interesting looking. In the second image, we can see what I'm going to call the body, the AF3 body for Beast, maybe. A lot of the other one looks like Denali.
You think?
Yeah. Well, it looks like a reskin Denali body.
It does look like a reskin. If they're reskinning pieces like that for AF3. I don't know.
Hopefully that would be so disappointing, wouldn't it?
It'd the Denali set itself was reskin anyway.
You know what? That does look like a Denali set mixed with like a Yagudo costume or something, doesn't it?
It's Denali with feathers.
Yeah.
His body is, and it's probably the Beastmaster AF3.
Yeah.
If I take a guess. You can see the new axe model. In that hand there, probably the new beast, ultimate weapon, whatever they're going to be called.
Ultimate weapon!
Ultimate. The old weapon.
Until some other add-on or expansion comes out where, you know, they add something better. And we also have the Hume over here and the pink knot gear, which, you know...
It's pink.
It's pink.
It's pink, yeah.
Why, out of all the colors, you know, why couldn't it have been like yellow,
light red?
Why couldn't we have gotten like a yellow or a gold color? We don't have that many like yellow pieces of armor.
Well, yeah, but look at the examples of gold armor that's already out there. There's like the Lord's set. That's also the Orm set. It's like if you're walking in Zargarbar, you just have like a giant pile of yellow snow. Just
oh dear.
Yeah, so, I mean, we kind of had a feeling that these were, you know, all these different reskinned costumes, the Nock, the Hauberk, and the Baron gear. So, you know, seeing a glimpse of what maybe Beast AF3 is kind of cool. We can also see in this one that they're clearly in Lethane Plateau.
Yeah.
We know that with Abyssia, you're going to get there via new Cavernous Maws. So it's sounding like we may be getting areas that we did get in Wings of the Goddess in an alternate version. So, you know, something like, you know, you think of Gustaberg. You know, we have North Gustaberg S. Maybe now we'll get, you know, South Gustaberg A. Or, you know, we got Grauberg S. Maybe we'll get Highlands A. You know, something like that. It'll be kind of interesting to see what they actually change in that particular area, if anything. It looks like really all they've changed right now is mobs and the skybox. So I'm really hoping that they give us something that's not just a recycling of old areas. That would be I mean, it was already brought up. It's not a huge surprise in one sense, but at the same time, it's kind of a disappointment. Mm.
Just a side note here. Like, I keep looking at, like, the pink Nox set. It doesn't bother me so much on a human female.
Well, no.
No, it just sort of, it just keeps, like, bringing memories of, like, Kimberly from the Power Rangers back. That's my side thought.
Okay. I can dig it. Hey, I can dig it.
I'll let it slide.
Yeah.
Your obscure references. Silly.
My obscure references are amazing and got me through. There he is. Elementary school times me.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Continue. Fair enough, indeed.
Yeah, that's pretty much it for just right now. I'm sure in the next week or so, we'll be getting, I think they said, promotional trailers, more than one, and some other stuff.
Be good. Give it a little hype.
Because it doesn't have enough hype already being attached to the mobile cap increase.
That's true. Yeah. When are we looking what is the actual release date for,
We don't know yet. Stuff? It's, mid-June.
Did they ever say if there was going to be a reward to each, new
add-ons? No, not yet.
Okay.
I don't know if there will be.
So mid-June, right along with the update then.
Yeah. Oh,
good. Alright, next on the list of news, we have the Nation Quests.
Yeah, we saw these coming. We knew that these are going to be the last ones for Wings of the Goddess.
The very last.
And then after, version update after June is going to be the conclusion for Wings of the Goddess.
The conclusion of Wings of the Goddess. The conclusion for Wings of the Goddess is going to be so cool. It's got to be. It's got to be cool. It's got to be awesome. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's like caught up on those. Yeah. It's I need to get caught up a little bit to him on the last mission.
I'm like, the update that they released, like the Winders fight with the awesome oh my god WTF BBQ kitten cutscene.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the missions before that.
Gotcha.
And I can't find anybody to do it.
You know what will happen is once the rewards come out for these and people see, like,
people
oh,
start grinding them.
How do you get that? Yeah. Oh, you have to do the missions. Oh, I should have done those before.
We'll see, like, WOTG, like, statics.
Well, even then, like, once there is the level cap, I might just be able to solo it, which would be nice.
That's also true. Who knows?
Yeah.
Speaking of soloing missions.
What's this? Awesome segue?
Yeah. Yeah, that leads us into our next little bit.
Chains of Promathia, Areas Unfettered.
We knew this was going to happen.
We knew this was coming.
We knew this was coming.
Bubble caps are being removed for Soja, Pramihala, Dem, Mia, and Basel, or Zval, however you want to pronounce that. The Aqueducts, Aquarium, and both Reverdon Zones. Also, they are removing the level restrictions imposed on mission battlefields in Chains of Promathia missions.
Yeah. We thought that might happen.
No, we did.
Yeah, I thought it might.
People were like, oh, it needs to, if they're dropping it in the COP areas, the missions are going to be easy. I'm like, they wouldn't change the level cap for the missions. Like, that would take all the, that would take all the difficulty out of it, but
I had a feeling.
Apparently,
people are all like, no, they would never take that off.
I think why Square Enix is doing this is they look at it and say, we're taking up level cap to 99. All the gear you get from C isn't going to be necessarily the best of the best anymore. We'll make it a little easier for people to get up to that point. There is something, though, that does kind of worry me a little bit. They talk about, in light of the planned level cap increase, the level and distribution of enemies in certain Promathia areas will be adjusted to pose a worthy challenge to players level 75 and beyond.
What?
Which means not only are they just taking the cap off, but they're also reusing the COP areas as probably new
leveling zones? Camps. Maybe, yeah.
I don't mind that as much.
I wouldn't if they didn't show a picture of a guy fighting a hippogriff. I'm not XPing on hippogriffs.
Nobody. Never want to fight a hippogriff again,
don't
ever.
Want XP on hippogriffs.
Oh, yeah, but there are also, like, the normal birds up there. There are rocks. And, like, let's see what else. Aside from empty mobs, like, they don't have that any nasty TV.
While they're making all these additions, if they could change the skybox in Revern, that would be awesome, because it looks like ass. Serious, I don't get it. Like, the clouds in this game, like, Ottergon looks amazing. Even some of the COP areas. But you get in Revern, and it is, like, the most pixelated, ugliest sky you have ever seen.
I don't know what you're talking about. It looks great in mine.
It's nasty. I hate it. The clouds and stuff, it's... No. Do not want...
Not a fan.
You know, we come out, you know, last week, we see Abyssia, and they're reusing, you know, zones in some kind of alternate form or something that, you know, we didn't get with Wings of the Goddess. And now they're reusing COP areas for, you know, to level in. Are we ever going to get new areas? It's really not feeling like it at this point. They're just reusing stuff.
Well, then I want my $10 back, Fusion.
There's still technically...
No, you got to give me $20 in that case. Because I already gave you 10, and you'd have to give me my 10 back, and then you would give me...
Oh, 10. Right. Yeah. I see what you did there, but no, there's still going to be... If you know, you can...
I'm just kidding.
Search it, it's different. You know, it's still a different zone, but if they're reusing the same... You know, the same map and everything, then it's not new.
Well, yeah, but for all we know, they could add other mobs. Like, they could add... No, but if they added... You know as well as I do that. If they added Colibri to Revern, you would level there.
Right.
Right. Mm. And for all we know...
Colibri is just... They're so squishy. They're like...
I just hate that, you know, they're hyping up all this new content, new areas to level, new areas in general, and they're reused, and then they, you know, there's a new about the level caps, and they're just reinventing COP areas.
Well, I don't really see that big of a problem with it. Like, they're some of the most beautifully designed areas in the game. You can't deny that.
And it's preferring Skybox.
Maybe. Turn your weather effects off if you don't like it.
I ain't turning my weather effects off. I don't run on some, like, 30-year-old computer. Anyone listening that agrees with me, write us an email. Revern Skybox is horrible looking.
It feels dated.
Yeah.
If you compare it to, like, Ottergon, which, you know, is amazing.
Yeah.
If you even compare it to Lufei's Meadows, Revern is horrible.
I don't know, Lufei's is kind of messed up too, actually.
I don't know, like, I noticed in Wings of the Goddess, like, at the sky, like, you see all these little dots, and just sort of looks like a giant thing. You know how there were those, like, candy dots, they would come in, like, a sheet of paper?
Yeah,
like, buttons. Candy buttons.
Like that?
Yeah.
Candy buttons.
That's what the sky
That's
looks
what
like
that giant blue thing is in Wings of the Goddess up in the sky. It's a giant candy button.
Yeah.
Yes. Giant thing of course.
You know, I guess, you know, getting away from the, you know,
yeah,
the area thing. I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, this update or update after, if they introduced Fields of Valor to COP areas.
That would be cool, yeah.
They, you know, we've been waiting for FOV for Mafia areas now for a while.
Yeah.
And now that they're kind of opening them up.
FOV for Ottergon areas. Go, go, go.
It'll be a long time before that happens.
Yeah, maybe. All right. Anything else on that?
That's pretty much it.
Okay. Community news. Zam Premier Site Q&A regarding Eboleth.
Yeah.
What was up with this?
A little while ago, I think it was last month before, FF Encyclopedia had an interview, a little short two-question Q&A about Trial of the Magians. And this week, Zam has come out. They've done the same thing regarding Eboleth. They ask, recently, Eboleth stones became obtainable from brown treasure caskets in various areas of the game. Since this primarily excludes treasures of Ottergon and Wings of the Goddess areas due to caskets not appearing in them, what other plans are there to further increase how Eboleths will be obtained? And they say that the original vision for the Eboleth system was to allow for easy and stress-free customization of equipment. And we're aware that the system in its current state has not quite achieved that. I wouldn't say at all. Not even remotely. But they go on to say that the last version update saw a number of changes to bring the system closer to this vision, and we intend to continue improving the variety and increasing attainability of Eveleth, including, but not limited to, addressing the particular areas mentioned.
That's what we wanted.
Well, it's interesting that they say, you know, easy and stress-free customization of equipment,
yeah.
But you need to have, you know, synergy leveled, which means you need to have a craft leveled, which, you know, not everybody crafts. And then you need, you know, depending on what equipment you want to get, the Eveleth armor isn't cheap at all.
No, it's really not.
And then if you want to modify it, you need to, you know, hunt an NM to get an aptent, which has a chance of dropping. That's not easy or stress-free at all. That's annoying and time-consuming, in my book.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have something?
Well, I was going to say that the system is cool, but the Eveleths that are out there aren't really...
The Eveleths
like
aren't that great, and the ones that are that look decent,
but
they can't
if they,
anything that's worth a name.
But if they add some really good ones, then people would be more interested in it. That's what I was going to say.
The second question that they posed here was, what expansion in the weapons and armor that can be etched for Eveleth attachments can we expect to see in the future? Will any existing weapons and armor that currently cannot be used in synergy be useful in further expansions of the system? And they reply with, their first priority is to address the aspects of the system that are currently causing frustration to our players. As one example, the next version update will make it possible to remove individual apertures or pieces of Eveleth one at a time. More expansions and refinements are planned for further down the line. As Eveleth and Trial of Magians both feature customization of equipment, we intend to build upon each system in a way that will offer players its own unique enjoyments and benefits. As for equipment, yes, certain existing pieces of equipment will be made customizable in the future. All new pieces of customizable equipment will also be added. As the level cap increase ushers in stronger characters and new game dynamics, we will do our best to strike the right balance and timing so that players will be able to enjoy a wide range of equipment in the ever-evolving world of Vanadil.
Except this just in all the new wide range of equipment is reskinned and recolored in really, really shitty shades.
You were doing good up to that point.
I was really trying.
Mm-hmm.
Sakes, like, I hate you, Joe. You're never coming on again. So yeah, I don't know. It's nice, you know, that they're going to be changing it, so, you know, you don't have to remove both of the Eveleths or whatever if you want to, you know, change something up. They talked about how, you know, Eveleths and, you know, Trial of the Magians and how they want to build up each system so that, you know, each one will offer its own unique benefits. You know, right now with Magians, we have weapons that offer just flat out stats. You know, you want accuracy or dex or strength or attack, evasion, you can get that with Trial of the Magians. With Eveleth, you need to, you know, hunt NMs to collect points, and then you need to spend points to hunt more NMs to get a thing that you then need, you know, synergy skill to attach onto a weapon that has to meet, you know, it needs to be the right slot size, right element, and it's just, it's a pain. I don't know why anybody would do Eveleth right now over Trial of the Magian weapons.
And aren't the Eveleths, you know, really sort of highly specified for like one particular thing, like,
you know,
flans, magic type bonus,
really
like four?
In the post about COP areas, the image that they use when they mention that the missions are going to become uncapped. And I laugh because the mage that they show in that screenshot is wearing the Eveleth gear.
Like,
how much do you want to bet the person that made that at Square Enix is like, yeah, dude, those versus empty Eveleths? Heck yeah, this is what they're going to be used for.
Yeah.
Like,
but they're level 30 mobs, and you're, you know, sort of level 99 now.
The issue is, you know, one of the biggest problems we've had in Final Fantasy VII for a long time is inventory space. And so then they give us these pieces of armor that are extremely situational.
Yeah.
And they're expensive, so no one's going to buy them, and the people that do buy them you know, they could get a couple different ones, and they could get, you know, something with okay versus birds or
like
versus
best lizard fighting set ever.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, that's just gonna kill people's inventory room. And
this
and a lot of that gear, even with the Evolith attached, still isn't really that great compared to gear that people are using.
But like I said, you know, they say they're planning on adding more, so let's see some really awesome ones.
If they add some
awesome ones, won't you be like, oh, yes, I'm going after
well,
that?
They do have a few cool ones. I just can't use them on anything that I would want to.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
there's
one Evolith, it's, you know, it's like great katana weapon skill, back
accuracy.
Skill damage plus percentage or whatever. Well, I can't put that on any of my armor, I can't put it on my Hagen. I haven't, like, I could maybe put it on a bow. I don't know. They really need to do an overhaul of the system.
Uh-huh.
And they also, I think, that one of the other things I have an issue with, and I think I may have said something about this before, is they had the idea of player customized gear. And they can't decide on one good, solid way to do it. We've had, you know, we have, you know, the end rewards for the add-on scenarios. We have the FOV stuff. We have Evoliths.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they pick one, Square. Don't, you know, with Evoliths, you know, Evoliths was a huge update. They added a lot of new NMs. Energy was introduced.
It's quite a big undertaking.
And really, there's not that much stuff out of that that people want.
Yeah. Well, I've got, like, two comments on that. Well, do you remember when MMM was first introduced and people were like, oh my god, this is absolute crap?
Yeah.
And now it's kind of the only way to EXP because camps are starting to get overcrowded by people. It's not syrup.
Uh-huh.
Well, I think it might be kind of like that where later down the road, because if you notice in that little timeline, every single thing had an adjustment to synergy. So it might be kind of better
the end. Well, here's the problem, though. We've had synergy since December.
And yeah, December.
And it's been 6 months, and it's still not even halfway decent. There's a problem with that.
Yeah. My second thing was, I never really understood why they just didn't make the Evolith system kind of like materia.
Mm-hmm.
I really just... no idea why
they were. I think they just wanted to give crafters something else to do.
Maybe, yeah. Because crafters are like, okay, I'm getting bored just making demon arrows all the time. You know, give me something else that I can do with my craft.
Well, that's the thing, though. Like, here, we're going to give crafters something else to do, but you have to have another craft skill to do it. It's just, it's like,
it's
no matter what way you look at it, it's still just way more
of a
time.
Synergy, it's a really interesting, you know, idea. There's a couple of good things in it. But it's, I don't know, they really need a lot of new stuff with synergy. I mean, we got a little bit of an update with synergy. They added another rank. We got some more recipes from, you know, stuff that drops off of the tier 3 VM guys.
Like, some of the stuff is really nice. Like, there's, that sash for White Mage, the Anthea sash, that's really nice, but just it way too much of a hassle to even bother doing it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we'll see what they do. Hopefully we can, you know, we can, with Magians and Evolith updates, hopefully we'll be able to etch or, you know, upgrade, you know, weapons and armor that we actually will use, you know? So, I don't know, we'll see. I'm kind of curious to see what they let us do with that stuff, so can only wait and find out.
Right. All right. What else?
That is it.
That was it for that. Okie dokie, PFA news. The 4-year episode is coming.
Quick.
It is coming so quick. And I told you it would, didn't I? Because you were like, oh, we got like over a month. And now it's like, it's going to be here in like a week or two weeks.
2 weeks.
So, we've got some...
it will be live.
Yeah, it'll be live. We got some cool stuff brewing for that.
Absolutely.
So be on the lookout for the 4-year episode of PFA. It's going to be pretty sweet. And along with that, I'm still looking for your favorite PFA moments that I can use to put into a little funny little spread. I've got some really good suggestions. We have a little... We've got a post on the website where you can put your comment in, letting me know what your favorite clip is. Funniest clip, most obscure clip, most random, whatever. Just make sure that you put what episode it was in, and if you know what time into the episode it was, let me know that so that I can easily pick it out. Because you just say, hey, it was Burger Sandwich. That was the funniest ever. Thanks.
Do you remember that one episode when you said this and you laughed? I do not.
There have been over 200 episodes.
This is episode like 206. I don't know what I've done in any of them.
If I have to go digging, it's going to be a problem. So
yeah.
Let me know what episode it was and when it was in the episode. If you can't remember exactly what the time was, maybe what segment it was in, whether it was in-game or if it was in the news. We're talking about the news or we're talking about an email. You know, it's like, hey, Lady Lindsay's email.
The further you can narrow it down for us, the better.
Yeah. Excellent. So, yeah, let me know what you guys think, because I want to put something really funny together. Good times. June
7th. I think right now we're looking at June 6th for the live show.
Yeah.
We'll have times and stuff like that posted as we get a little closer to that, so keep an eye out.
PFA Live! It's going to be sweet!
Yeah.
Epic, in fact.
Indeed.
All right.
I still can't get over it's 4 years for you guys.
I know, is that crazy?
No, because like, I started listening back when you guys were still with like Mega Elixir.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and so I just like think back in my mind, if I was listening to you guys for all those 4 years, it means I've been playing for Final Fantasy XI for at least like 5 or 6, and so I'm just like, wow, I'm a loser.
We have no lives.
Huh.
Yes.
Whatsoever. They're just gone.
Yeah.
You know what's kind of crazy before we get into player achievements here? And I think this will probably be mentioned. Corinth had put it in an email. I've been doing a lot of cleaning. This last couple days, been going through my closet, getting rid of old magazines and stuff I don't need anymore. And I came across the hard drive box with Final Fantasy XI and the PS2 hard drive.
Nice. I have that around.
I looked at it. I'm like, how much of my life has been impacted by this box? Like, if I didn't play the game, I wouldn't be.
Sometimes I think something like that, where it's like, if I took all the experience and all the knowledge that I have on 11, and instead of playing 11, maybe I studied medicine.
Yeah.
I just can't see you being in a room with somebody and say, turn your head and cough. I just...
or perhaps not, but...
Bending over and cough, maybe.
Yeah.
You're right.
Well,
yeah. Rubber glove snaps and...
Definitely a huge...
I be a doctor.
Yeah. Anywho...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Alright, so Joe is here on the show. And he's going to help us.
He is?
He's going to help, he's going to help us do player achievements for this week. Would you enlighten us?
Are we doing French achievements?
Yeah, we're doing the French achievements again.
Again?
In the horrible French.
Hmm?
Please don't.
Okay.
Yeah, if you want to, whatever.
No, he doesn't. Yeah.
Okay. Mandy's waited in line with Fusion.
Manzi. Yeah, that's true, she did.
Manzi. Okay. Let's see. Beowulf. Capped their warrior merits, went from mission 10 to 23 and wins the goddess, has a best storyline parentheses, and obtained an Omicron ring from Imperial Code Assault for salvage 5 strength to counter. Ooh. Let's see. Italian Stallion capped Salmon War for EXP. Got my Dawn Light Medal, ~? One to go.
It's kind of funny because you said Sam and War, but I heard Salmon War. Like, man, fish are going at it again, huh?
Hmm.
Salmon.
Cricket.
Sound of rotten tomato being thrown.
I'm sorry. I didn't get it.
Yeah.
You say salmon war, like samurai and warrior.
Salmon warrior?
Salmon war.
Salmon war.
Like the fish, salmon?
Yes, I know. I know. Or I know. Fish. I just, I know. I just.
Fish, you know, fish with like pitchforks and arrows. I don't know.
That 60 seconds of your life being rotted away has been brought to you by Fusion X.
Do what I can.
Yeah. Tim Taru handed in fairy names that start with V's, I, number 10.
Tandy.
Number Tandy. And got my a teammate dagger, testing it offhand with accuracy decks. Yeah. With Haste Samba fully merited, Minuet, Haste, and Saber Dance's combo is fast. Triple dot, really, really fast. Like Perma Hunter Fist fast.
Drooling over here, that's awesome.
All caps. So yeah, congrats. Let's see. Pamplemousse took Monk to 69 to 68 and got Gold Star. And fought Matt but lost. Sad face.
That's grumpy.
Yar. Let's see. Monta Black got back into playing Final Fantasy XI from after a bit of a hiatus. Discovered the awesomeness that is Eastron parties and got their beast back to level 75.
Back Polish to level 75.
Polish tamales, capes, and more capes. Fiat Lux is more like Fail Lux.
Oh, so true.
Okay, Kugel, awesome noodle dish, leveled Black Mage to 31, even though their loyalty is to Pup.
Word?
Yes. Okay. Zemaru finished Shantotto Ascension and got their Black Mage fast scans and a Novio from JOL. Grants, really jealous. Kimiko got their Medal of Altana, promoted to Pearl Sack in their Link Shell, and completed their Morgan Row. Nice. Let's see.
Good stuff.
Yar. Okay. NM Slayer got Black Mage to 70 and went 1-on-1 for Matt. Grants, it's a hard fight. Got First Lieutenant and then beat Better Than One in Bloody Rondo. Only 3 more assaults till Captain. And that's it. Right?
Cool.
We had more, but we can't.
Yeah.
We can't read them all this week, unfortunately. So. Alright, so in game.
Like, okay, I like take the big breath here. Like,
sorry. If it was me, I'd like to.
You're about to blow one of the piggy's houses down, or what, dude?
Maybe.
It's blowing something.
Maybe I'll blow your house down. Maybe I'll huff and I'll puff. Joe, what have you been doing this week in game?
What did I do? Was last week like May 10th or something? May 17th?
No.
Something around there?
Oh, okay, maybe.
17th was last week, I think.
Okay. I really remember, because I had finals. So, Okay. Sort of nose to the grindstone with that. But, I think I got my Corsair body for Relic body that week. Might have been the week before. I did a salvage the other night with a couple friends. Nothing dropped because Baphlar Remnants is evil. What else did I do? Oh, I beat Moogle Koopa to top.
Oh, nice.
Finally. Yeah, the fight, oh my god, that's such a fun fight on Scholar. Because since he takes like double or quadruple magic damage, like my helixes were doing like 800 a pop. It was awesome.
Wow.
And so I made an awesome Hexa Strike hat out of that. And I've been working on my trial club, and I've spent like I'd say a total of 12 hours or so camping Stray Mary. I need one more kill, but I've yet to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Other than that, it's been pretty slow for me. How about you guys?
Fusion, how about you?
I've been pretty busy this week. We got Fiat Lux opened up on Carbuncle. So me, Polish, Manzi, a couple of guys from our link shell. I've been spamming that all week. We did 2 final runs on Saturday before the tally. Our first run we went up there. There's, you know, there's a couple people there. You know, we've heard nightmares of these, you know, these long lines of people trying to get in to do the fight.
Right.
But it really wasn't that bad. And then, you know, after the fight, we went and got, you know, another campaign up flag for it and went back up. There were 164 people in the zone. We waited for over 3 hours to get into the fight.
Oh, wow.
Were you spamming or were you waiting?
We were waiting in line.
Mm.
It was probably about 5 or 6 a.m. by the time I actually got to bed that night.
Our
last fight was naturally the worst drops that we've had out of the whole week. We got a wind cluster, a water ore, and a mithril ore.
Oh, that's horrible.
It's a joke. It's absolutely horrible. We got
that sucks, dude.
One great sword, Polish got that. We didn't see any armor. We got a lot of capes. We got like probably 4, 5, 6 capes. You know, if somebody needed them or, you know, was going to use it, we'd give it to them. Otherwise, you know, we've been selling them. We got a couple more to try and get rid of, which is going to be hard now that everybody has, you know, put theirs up on the auction house trying to, you know, raise the price and everything like that. I got a Tearsil necklace out of it. It's that haste 1% and subtle blow, like 2 or 5 or something like that. Got that dancer. It was one of the drops. But yeah, I mean, it's kind of an interesting fight. I think the first time we'd wiped, you know, we were trying to kind of figure everything out. Second time was funny because we had all wiped. And so the red mage in our group had gotten up and we're like, you know, is it close to dying? You know, what's the deal? You know, can you finish it off or whatever? And, you know, he re-raises up and he's standing there and he's like, I think it still has bio on it. And so we're all laying there dead. The you know, our Taru red mages are standing there and then bio kills him. Bio kills the Shadow Lord. So he just kind of drops there. That was awesome. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's a nice win. But you know, we got it down pretty good. You know, we've won all the fights after that. We had one time when we had gone and I think it was the red mage had forgotten to reflag the op. so even with 5 people, we had cleared it. So
nice.
A few rough spots doing it, but
do you guys Zerg that fight or is it a straight tank or what is it?
What we did is we went in with, we had 2 Dark Knights, me on Sam. And then we had, I believe it was White Mage, Bard, and then a Red Mage. And, you know, pretty much the Dark Knights would do stunning and, you know, share hate. I would, you know, get in there too and share hate a little bit. So I would just take hate, you know, Sam does that. Warding Circle is awesome. I just want that to be known. It's still weird, to me actually using Warding Circle, you know, cause it actually kind of is beneficial now. Like that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But it can be, you know, it can come in handy. There's this one move the Shadow Lord can do where, he'll like clone himself. And usually you'll have, I'm not gonna say it. I'll save stake the edit, but you'll have the person that is there whose sole purpose is to sacrifice themselves to the clones so that they die and the clones despawn. So we've had that. I mean, there's, you know, one move where he can do where he's melee resistant or not resistant, but he'll absorb melee damage, or where he absorbs magic damage. You know, he's got doom abilities, so you want to bring holy waters and stuff like that. Not a terribly hard fight.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
It is, yeah.
It does sound like fun.
I love Warding Circle. I had intimidated the Shadow Lord like a couple times, you know, doing that, and you know, other people were intimidated because of the circle effect, and it was really came in handy. There was one fight. It may have been like our second or third run, like everyone had died, or all the other melee had died except for me. So I had popped Warding Circle and that, you know, intimidated him a few times. I was able to keep shadows up and hold him fairly well while the other two got up.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of fun. I've been making a lot of money
That's good.
The capes. Cool. I've gotten probably 600K right now.
Wish it was me.
And we have, you know, there's another two capes that we have to sell. And those are, right now, they're like 1.5 mil. So I got, you know, maybe another 500K coming my way.
I'm broke right now.
Not bad.
Wish I had 600K.
What else did I do?
All right. So that's cool.
Yeah.
Wish I had some money.
I know, right? Be nice. I'm not buying anything right now, though. I'm waiting for the update. I'm going to buy something, and then it's going to be obsolete, or I won't need it, and no one will want it anymore, so the prices will drop, and just going to hold on to it for now.
Okay. Word.
Got into a Summoner Burn today. Also got my Allied ring.
Mm-hmm.
So I was for my Allied, my Anniversary, my Emperor Band in one pull. I got my Nin from 40 to just 200 XP shy of 49. So,
nice.
Couple ops or whatever, and the thing is done. Never need to touch it again. Then took my warrior up from 37 to 47, so a couple more levels and that'll be wrapped up too. So that'll be really nice.
For sure, man. I wish I could get into a summoner burn.
It's really nice.
They're awesome.
Yeah. Other than that, that's really probably about it.
Alright, word. As for me, did some Einar Yar tier 3,
but not tonight though, because you forgot.
I was out doing yard work today, and when that was done, I came in, I fell asleep, and I woke up, and it was like 11 o'clock. So I had missed Einar Yar completely. Friday we did a tier 3, and we got soul flares, and it was nasty.
Yeah, those usually aren't fun runs with those guys.
It was nasty. So we didn't win that. We did some Limbus, and we did Ultima, and we failed.
Ultima can be hard.
Yeah.
It started off really rough, and people running around and stuff, and we did get like control of it. And we got into a flow, and we ran out of time.
Yeah, I don't like Ultima because, I mean, and I think we've talked about this before, where, you know, for a game where the developers seem so obsessed about balance, really, Limbus is one of the most, like, I always wonder, like, why they did it the way they did, because you need more runs to do Ultima. Ultima's harder than Omega. Ultima drops, you know, less desired gear from players than Omega does. Mm-hmm. Doesn't make sense.
My view on it is that when they released those fights, wasn't Black Mage sort of like one of the end-all be-all jobs that was just freaking awesome?
It still kind of is for endgame.
Right. But, like, I'm talking about, like, at that time in particular, where pretty much if you were a Black Mage, you could pretty much get into any fight, any shell, whatever. Sit there and nuke. Uh-huh. So, the Nashir gear, when it was released, as far as I remember, there wasn't any other gear that had that quantity of skill in those slots or the magic accuracy and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, Square Enix might have foolishly been like, oh, those players aren't going to figure out how resist rates work. They'll think this is awesome, so we'll make it
still, it just seems like, you know, getting to Ultima versus Omega, they're kind of unbalanced just because you need to do more work.
Yeah.
And that doesn't make sense, especially when right now everybody wants the Omega stuff more than they want the Ultima stuff.
Yeah, like in the, I want to say 2 years or so that I've had Limbus Axis, I've been into a Temenos zone twice. So it really sucks. I want that, but I can't get it. Rabble, rabble, shakes his angrily and raises a pitchfork.
Word.
Yar.
Good times. Other than that, hopped on my Taru tonight and got my anniversary band for that, because I hadn't gotten it yet, so. That's cool. Let's see, what else? Not a whole heck of a lot else. Yeah, no, that's it, man. Mm-hmm. All right. So, emails.
All right, let's see. Our first email comes from Reamer from Shiva. I've been listening to the show for a long time now and would like to thank you for the hours of Final Fantasy XI news and comedy. Congrats on 4 years and 200 episodes. I would like to bring up two things. First, the Synergy earring. I was able to craft the Duchy earring, Federation earring, Republic, and Kingdom earring starting at level 4 and ending at level 6. Friend crafted his Federation earring with zero skill, so you just need to do the quest and get the earrings, which is kind of nice. Spend 11k or so buying stuff from NPCs and you can get a nice, 30 charge.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, I would like to talk about the Ultimate Collection on Steam.
Okay.
I picked it up when it was on sale on Steam for two reasons. One, so that I could download it whenever I needed to, and two, because I only had ACP. Well, it turns out that the Ultimate Collection only comes with one CD key, and that can't be used to give my account the other two add-ons. So a bit of bad advice, but still worth the $11.
Wait, what was that now?
He's saying that the CD key that the collection comes with can't be used to give the add-ons. That should not be the case.
What add-ons? The Crystalline Prophecy, etc.
Add-ons stake.
What, the add-on scenarios.
Right, yeah. He has ACP, but not the other two, and he's saying that he can't get those other two with...
That doesn't seem right.
That doesn't...
Yeah.
I would call Play Online
something
about
wrong with that.
Issues with that.
Yeah, it seems wrong.
That's it.
Alright. Next email comes from Tavant. And I don't have it pulled up yet.
Good job.
I have it pulled. I have the email pulled up. But there it is. Tavon from the Cerberus server. He says, "Hello, PFA peoples. I've been listening every week for many months now, and I've listened to almost all of the episodes. I really enjoy every episode and always find myself checking iTunes for the new one. I've been playing Final Fantasy XI for 4 years now, but my highest level ever was 52 White Mage, with everything else 30 to 45. I have not only job ADD, but also character ADD, so I can never make up my mind. Anyway, I wanted to write this to say that Stake has inspired me to try to get Beast as my first level 75 job. Or 85. Whatever the cap will be.
Stake's going to go to bed with this huge smile on his face, and his wife is going to be like,
"That's right. You know what?
Something happened."
More power to you, man, Tavant. You do that. You will be glad you did. Anyways... says, "I was listening to older episodes and decided to give Beast a chance." Give Beast a chance.
I knew that was coming. I knew it.
Oh, boy. Flower power, baby. It says, "It's level 19 right now, and I'm loving it. Thank you, Stick. I never even thought about Beast until I listened to PFA. Anyway, sorry for the long email. And have a good day. Oh, and I also like Derg. It's my second highest job on old character.
Derg is awesome.
Derg is pretty awesome. Yeah, Beast. Beast is awesome. When you get it to 75, you can do so much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You'll want your Derg at 75 too.
It's nice to have a job that you can go out and just, kind of solo on.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of if it's used in end game situations or whatever. It's kind of nice just to be able to have that option.
Like Dancer.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Or Scholar.
There you go.
Or Black Mage or Red Mage.
Those are more used in end game, though.
No, but you can solo pudding.
Okay. I can solo pudding. Man, get me like a Jell-O pudding cup. I will down that thing.
Cricket.
Well,
I kind of want some like butterscotch pudding now. sounds really
good. I was never a fan of butterscotch pudding.
I love butterscotch.
It always tasted salty to me.
Butterscotch pudding is salty to you?
Maybe you
looked at
the wrong store. I don't know.
Chocolate all the way, yo.
Okay. Man, I'm hungry.
Pudding discussion.
Why is it whenever it's like late and I'm kind of hungry, like there's never anything like here to eat and I don't feel like going out? All the time it happens. And then like I'll have that thought and somebody like posts something about food on Twitter. Every time. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Our next email comes from Von Tree. Says, hi PFA hosts and Chin.
PFA hosts and Chin? Wait, what? Last time I checked here, let's see here. Yep, Chin is still a host. So, for the record.
Remember that hole over in Juno that leads down to those wonderful mazes that I'm sure you and most of Vanadil forgot about? Well, I doubt at least the non-JP community that it will be making a comeback now with the allied ranks floating around, if not only because of how jaded most of the non-JPs are about the system. Above, I linked an image of the spoils I got from one of the horde boxes I got earlier today. The run didn't go well due to a few bad links, but we still finished in time. Had the link not happened and we had a better setup, I think we could have gotten even more rewards than we did. The image here attached. It's gaining 9,574 XP and then getting another 1141 out of the chest. So that's not too bad.
Yeah,
it's a merit.
That's pretty nice. That's over a merit.
With the additional box.
Oh yeah, with the additional box. Yeah.
I also asked, "How's your luck on the Shadow Lord S fights?" And I already talked about that. Not horrible, but if you wait more than 3 hours, you are doomed for horrible drops. See you around the country.
Yeah.
Okay.
Into spam tells and calls to get Polish to wake up.
Why?
Because he was asleep, because we were standing there for like 3 hours, dude.
Mm-hmm.
3 hours just standing there.
Three,
huh? Easy. Crazy stuff.
Alright, next email comes from Corinth. Everybody names Corinth.
Yay!
Howdy, PFAers. Lately, Fusion has been cleaning out his closet quite a bit, finding random things that you'd probably see at Goodwill. I lolled. I, too, did some cleaning this week, going through my satchel, locker, storage, etc., and getting rid of...
Oh, in-game cleaning, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you did there.
She would never actually do real cleaning.
You're so hurtful.
She has a desk that's like piled like a mile high with just stuff. I've seen it. It's true.
Okay, don't be mean. Okay, going through my satchel, locker, storage, etc., and getting rid of some old armor I don't need anymore. There was a lot of mage stuff, and I hope it found a good home with someone that will start leveling a new mage job or is working on their subs. There was some stuff that I just can't get rid of, much like Fusion X's closet collection.
There's no X in there.
The Fusion's closet collection. Whatever.
Jeez.
There's a dagger made for me by an old boyfriend, a cute white hair accessory made by an old LS mate. They are part of the memories I've made in Vanadil. So my question for you all this week is this. Are there any items in your inventory that you just can't bring yourself to get rid of? Or are there any items that you have a lot of memories attached to?
Joe.
P.S.
Twitter. In your In-N-Out Burger. I hate you. Sorry.
Right. Anyways, it says, P.S., Fusion knows already, but I got something special in the works for the rest of you, too, for the anniversary. Hee hee. Hmm. Cool.
Yes. Should be pretty neat.
Any items that hold sentimental value?
I think I have a charm wand that was signed from like the Valentine's Day, where you could do the, mm-hmm. the quest together with somebody and it would get their name on it. I think I still have the Jack-O-Lantern signed by Captain Jack Sparrow.
Nice.
a box of the wrapped, like the heart chocolates or whatever they had that one year. Sentimental items. I have my Amamet +1 mantle was given to me by Sammy Grace before she quit.
Mm-hmm.
Never getting rid of that. My Bastok Akaton was given to me by Sammy too. Back in the day when they were like a mil. Good old inflation days. Nothing else is jumping out right now.
What about you, Joe?
What do I have? I'm a lot less sentimental than you guys in the fact that if I was given something by a friend that, like, you know, was signed, like, I'll usually keep it, but if it wasn't signed, I'll either sell it, and I think in my mind that having that extra inventory space is sort of like...
Inventory space is nice.
Right, it's the void that my heart...
when you free up inventory space, you just feel like you're in like this jacuzzi and you just kind of like relax back and you're like, yeah, that's
yeah. But one thing that I haven't gotten rid of is my shaman's cloak, actually. From way back when I leveled up.
That's from the that's with that Antlion NM, I think, right?
Yeah, the Antica NM in Quicksand Caves, and I got it like maybe
4 years ago.
Long, long
time ago. Quicksand Caves far away.
Yeah.
When Quicksand Caves used to make me smile. Okay.
But yeah, I've got that, and what else? Like, I actually made more sentimental items for other people. Like, I remember one year for Christmas, I had made, and this was right when the pizzas came out, I had made, like, I'd say upwards of 30-some-odd pizzas, and I signed all of them.
Oh, that reminds me, I have, a guy that was in my shell on Bahamut. After FanFest, he'd given me a cheese sandwich and a cheese sandwich +1.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it was. So, cheese sandwich +1.
Duel had crafted me a Wyvern helm. I don't know why. I'm never going to use it, but I don't want to throw it away because he signed it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's another thing.
Thanks for taking up inventory space, Duel.
I have a Westcott signed by Duel, also.
Jesse had made me a lamp, too.
Yeah.
So. Well, you guys have a lot of stuff. I'm actually like in game. I just have him in game
like
right now.
I'm
looking through my house and I don't see anything. I'm sure a lot of these things that I have in my storage, you know, like, you know, event items and stuff, you know, they hold, there are memories attached to them, like, you know, back in the good old days, like this pumpkin head. When I first started the game, it was October 28th, 2003, and the Halloween event was going on, and this was one of the first items that I ever received in this game. So I guess that counts.
Wow.
So like in it, so this thing is like super duper old, you know. So
yeah. Side note, just so you know, you can store that in the NPC.
Yeah, I know. I just... Okay. I haven't done that.
Inventory junkie, just saying, yo.
Yeah, so... Yeah. There's my item. It was, like, the first thing I ever got. And everybody was jealous of me. Like, where'd you get that? It was so weird when I started the game. Like, there's skeletons running around and
yeah!
Like, what's going on? This game is so crazy.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Good. There we go. I'm glad I found an item I was able to talk about.
I actually have the first item I ever bought on the auction house still.
Oh, what was it?
It's a pair of Zenith mitts.
Really?
Yeah.
I like how me and Joe keep going and we're like, oh, and I have this, and I have this, and Zach's like, I got a pumpkin head.
Pumpkinhead,
well,
yo.
It's sort of a pair of Zenith Mints, because I had gotten a pair of Zenith Mints back when I was leveling White Mage, because I thought, you know, oh my god, they have Mind on them. They're, like, freaking epic, and they're, like, you know, 10k, which I thought was, like, a huge, gregarious amount of money back then.
Oh, it totally
and,
was.
Yeah, and so I got them, and I held on to them for as long, and I used them, like, past AF, because, you know, what am I supposed to, like, know? Like, oh, healing magic skill? That's not
Dude, I hear you. My Sam actually used to full-time a Carapace Harness, so I'm right there with you.
Yeah, and so I had actually had them crafted into Zealot Mints. Not Zealot Mints. What are the other ones? Devotee Mints. That's a...
Devotee Mints, yeah.
Yeah, Devotee Mints, and... It's funny because
where is Chin when you need her?
What?
Like, easily like devotee.
You assume she would have sang that. I don't think she would.
She would. I think she would. I think
she. I don't think she would have gone there.
She would.
I think she would.
Hey Chin, if you're listening to this, tell Fusion X that you wouldn't have sang that. I don't think you would have done.
I think she would have if you said devotee.
Devotee.
Well.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
She would have.
But yeah, I had them crafted into a pair of devotee. But god damn it, that's what I'm gonna think of every time I equip them now. Thanks, usually. But yeah, I had them crafted, and I tried to augment them, and it didn't work. It's like, yay, dark resist. But yeah.
Oh man. Okay.
Okay, I'm done now.
All right.
Yeah.
That is it. That's all our emails. So that's our shoe.
Totally.
Oh my goodness, so much stuff. We've got our 4-year show that'll be live coming in a couple weeks here, so stay tuned to the site for information on when.
Epic stuff planned.
Yeah, we got some cool stuff coming, man.
Like, there's cool stuff, and then there's like what we have planned.
It's going to be epic. 4
you know
years.
Take that out of context, sort of makes it seem like your stuff is kind of not cool at all. Just saying.
What are you talking about?
No, we're a bunch of losers. I don't know.
Totally!
Everything's we're cool ones. Has issues.
Mm-hmm.
Giant smoke monster? What?
Devotee?
Oh, boy. Thank you very much for tuning in this week. Thank you, Joe Moroku, for joining us this week.
We really have to thank him.
No, you
don't. I realize it's kind of nice as a
Well, he is our guest. So, do you want to do any shout outs?
No, not really. You guys are the only people I really talk to. And, you know, I seem to think that I could, like, you know, have this small, minute.
Hello?
Small minute what?
I'm like, where is it? Is it the call drop? Where is everybody?
Small minute what, Joe? Oh, he dropped. Well, we are not going to give Joe the opportunity to do shout outs in this case. Thank you very much for tuning in this week. And we'll see you next week, right here on Fed.
Wow.
Say goodnight, Fusion.
Thanks, Fusion.
I got a little something I'd like to lay on y'all.